In meditation, sometimes using an image can be helpful, using a metaphor that points to a quality that's worth cultivating. And so I'd like to use such an image in this meditation. And the image that I'm going to use is the image of a mountain. And I'll say more about that as we proceed, but just beginning by sensing your body as it sits. Feeling the places of contact in the body. Sensing the body from the outside, feeling the air on your skin. Sensing the body from the inside, feeling the muscles and the bones, the pulses and the vibrations. And beginning to zero in on the sensations of your breath. Feeling the breath coming in, feeling the breath going out. Breathing in and breathing out. So now I'd like you to picture in your mind's eye the most beautiful mountain you've ever seen. It could be a real mountain in the world, or it could be a mountain in your imagination. Just picturing the most beautiful mountain you've ever seen. And notice the qualities of your mountain. For example, does the mountain that you're imagining or seeing have one peak or many? Are they snow-capped or bare? Are the sides of the mountain covered with trees or with rocks? Meadows. And how are you seeing the mountain? Are you seeing it from its base, looking up? Or perhaps you're seeing it from a horizon, as if you were on a freeway driving past it. Seeing it in the distance. Or perhaps you're seeing it from above, maybe from an airplane looking down. Just seeing your mountain, bringing it into your mind's eye. Now see if you can take the image of the mountain and merge it with your body. Your head becomes the lofty mountain peak. Your shoulders and arms become the slopes of the mountain. Your buttocks and legs, feet, become the base of the mountain, deeply rooted into the earth. You can sense the uprightness of the mountain in the uprightness of your own spine. You and the mountain are one. And the mountain just sits, totally itself, awake, present, immovable. And the day turns to night, and the air becomes cool. And the mountain just sits there beneath the stars in the cool air, totally itself, awake, present, receptive. And the seasons change. And the fall comes. And the leaves on the trees turn color. And the days become a little shorter. The nights a little longer and cooler. And the mountain just sits, totally itself, present, awake, imperturbable. And then the winter comes, the days becoming shorter and colder, and some of the trees becoming bare, except for the evergreens. And the nights become longer, and the rains come. And then finally, the snow. The mountain becoming covered in ice. And the nights are very long. And the mountain just sits, totally itself, receptive. Awake, present, imperturbable. And after a long winter, the spring comes. The days become warmer and longer. And ice begins to melt on the sides of the mountain. And icy rushing streams of water cascade down the mountainsides as the days become longer still. And more ice melts. And the trees now with new green leaves. And on the meadows of the mountain, wildflowers begin to sprout more and more each day in dazzling colors. And the mountain just sits, totally present, awake, receptive, totally itself. There is no weather that the mountain can't stand. No condition in the world that the mountain can't be with. Whatever comes, the mountain is able to be with it, steady, awake, receptive, always itself. The birds have vanished into the sky, and now the last cloud drains away. We sit together, the mountain and me, until only the mountain remains.